think we need to find a new Gemara after this. I don't know if there's much more that I want to do here. Right? The question we left off with was, why would you say that the Yayin Besocha Mazon will pater the Yayin L'Achar Mazon? If it's not a Shasi of Kriyas. And the whole idea of Patur is Kriyas. Right? And we hold what? We hold it doesn't pater. It's funny, Hamidim of Rav seem to hold against Rav. Right? Because Rav said poter. And it says, Kol Talmid de Rav Amri ain't no poter. Right? But anyway, what's the svar of Rav that it's a poter? It's hard to know. But one thing I was thinking of a possibility is that Rav holds that it's true in terms of the way you're drinking it. It's not the kavias of yayin. But since in terms of brachos. In terms of brachos, yayin always is considered choshev, and that is demonstrated by the fact that it's goyim bracha la'atzmo. In the realm of bracha, it becomes an ikar. You know, in the way it's functioning in the suda, it's really secondary to the achila. So that's why everybody else holds that it's not gonna work, because the activity is not the activity of the kviyas. But could be Rav held that since in bracha you're forced to isolate it and treat it on its own, it doesn't matter anymore that you were drinking it lishros. In the realm of bracha is koveya, and in bracha it's a davar chashuv. From Hilchos Brachos, it's Chashav. And that's enough to pater the Bracha later. In terms of Brachos, it's Chashav, then you can't distinguish between the Bracha on the Lishos and the Bracha on the Lishdos. Even though, practically speaking, you're treating them differently. But the realm of Bracha equates them all. It's Goren Bracha L'Atzmo. It's somewhat... It's a three-quarters baked idea. I mean, it's not fully defined. It's just an approach. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can come up with. Okay. Let's move on to Recha. Reach. Okay. Alright, so, it's funny, the Gemara's a little bit out of order over here, in a sense, because it starts talking about the bracha on Reach right away, but later on, really, the Gemara asks, how do you know you need a bracha on Reach at all? Right? That's a little later on. Next slide, the Gemara says, Min Omar Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvio, Omar Rav. Right, about 10 lines down. Minayin shemavorchan ala reach. How do you know you make a bracha on reach? Right, like we mentioned, there are a lot of hanos you don't make a bracha on. So how do you know that you make a bracha on reach? So it says shenemar kol haneshama talil ko. Eizehu davar shehaneshama nenes mimenu vein aguf nenes mimenu. Haviomer zeh reach. So what is the thing that the neshama is benefited from and the guf is not? That's smell. And it says that it gives tehillah. It gives halal. Interesting thing. So what's the neshama? What's the neshama?
This is for Tuesday night.
That's right. Right? Perfect, huh? This is right to the Rambam's pshat, that the neshama is a corollary to the guf. The neshama exists with the guf. It's not the nefesh. It's not the soul. The neshama is not the soul. The soul doesn't get an enjoyment from smell. The neshama is some non... It's hard to define, but it's like the non-physical aspect of the guf. It gets enjoyment.
Not buying it? It's different than like achila. Achila, you can pinpoint like where the hana took place. Like
right.
In the throat and stomach and it's going down, whatever. But like smell, it's not like the hana is here. Like it just...
Well, he just says, where is it where do you have a case that the neshama gets a pleasure and the guf gets no pleasure? Right? Doesn't mean that the neshama doesn't get any pleasure from achila too. But he's saying there's a case where the neshama gets all the pleasure and the guf gets no pleasure. In other words, when you eat, there's a certain sensational pleasure. Not sensational in the colloquial as a...
But isn't this still a thing of the goat? I mean, you smell it, it's...
That's not where the pleasure comes from. I mean...
It's not.
No. I mean, like, well, when that's just the way of sensing the pleasure from smelling, I'd say is more like a psychological relationship to the smell, wouldn't it be?
It's an interesting question, right?
I'd say it's physical.
That's because you are a product of your time. Product of your time. You'll probably try to hook up electrodes to your brain and see which region is activated by smells. You conclude everything is in the brain. But in Tehillim he's saying, the Gemara is saying that you got to, that may be true, the brain is activated, but...
I never imagined I'd take a hit for something like this.
What about sight?
Sight, right? That's one of the things that you don't make a bracha on. That's a pleasure that you don't make a bracha on. That's a pleasure there's no bracha on. If there's a pleasure that you could associate with sight, is there a pleasure you associate with sight?
I mean, well, there are a ton of beautiful things right? out there.
But that's not really... There's no iser to look at something beautiful before you make a bracha on it.
A different kind of bracha.
So what about like a rainbow? Rainbow, are you allowed to look at it? Is that a chayiv in a bracha, or that's just a cube if you make a bracha?
I mean, it's a chayiv in shevach, but not. It's not the same formula. So you might say that these smells are like the rainbows, and like I mean, the rainbow is a different kind of example, but or like lightning or these other things. But the Rambam says that's the funny thing in the Rambam, right? He says right away. He says kishem she'aser lehanos minam machol mishta, right? He apparently wants to make clear that it's not simply a chiyuv in response it's not a shevach in response to something. It's actually an iser to be nene before you make the bracha. Kishem she'osr l'odam lehonos b'machol u'b'mashke kodem bracha, kach osr lo lehonos b'reach tov kodem bracha. Right, you wouldn't say that by seeing a rainbow. You say, okay, you missed the bracha. But you weren't over an iser.
Right.
And the Ram really says in the first parak too. He says, "Midivrei sofrim levorach kol machol tchila v'acharach yehena mimenu." Right? V'chein im heriach reach tov. It's funny lashon. Mevorach v'acharach yehena mimenu. It's funny, Rambam. What does that mean? Is that contradictory? Im heriach reach. What does that mean? Im heriach reach tov. Yeshua Nechemia. We need the dictator over here. Im he riach reach tov. So what does that mean? It means you make it. It means you produce it. You cause it to be smellable.
Huh? It's not the initial smell.
And then he says, then he says, mevarech v'achakach yehena mimenu.
So couldn't it be the initial smell?
You mean you smell it and then not have anah, and then smell it again to have anah?
When you first sense it.
Anyway, so he has it over here. V'chol anena b'lo brocha mo'al. But you wouldn't say that by those things of re'iyah. Right?
What's mo'al?
It's like me'ila.
They're not really brocha on hana.
What?
They're not brocha on hana.
Right, they're not brocha on hana. Because then the Ram says also, right, and then he says, "Ubrachos rabos tikkun chacham derech shevach v'hodoya." That's a separate thing. Nimtza kol ubrachos kulam shalosh aminim, birkos hanaya, birkos hamitzvos, and birkos hodoy shevach shein derech shevach v'hodoya. So those other ones are not birkos hanaya. Yeah.
Could that be why they have Bisama by Abdullah? Because it's supposed to be like.
Neshama
Yisrael is gone, so you get like Hana.
Oh, you mean it's fourth Neshama. Correct, 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 correct. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, could you elaborate more about with the soul existing
not the
with
soul,
the body?
The soul.
Just
yeah, I mean, what is in the Shama?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Michael is right. I think Michael is right. There's no, well, let's put it this way. He's saying there's no physical, the guf is not nana. Why is the guf not nana? It's just the senses are nana. It's just the senses. It's an interesting thing.
I don't understand the difference between that and eating.
Eating goes into your guf. Even without taste, it'd be a. Even if there were no taste, there'd still be some hanah in the guf. You being you satisfied. You feel good. Chalav v'savot arach. That's not a taste thing.
Because the enjoyment of the guf is by feel, it's not the taste.
Not only the taste.
You're saying taste is a thing of the guf, like.
Oh, that's the question. That's what I'm thinking about. That was just taste. Is that
right.
The goof or is that the shama?
Yeah.
It's mostly smell.
If you just taste something and spit it out, you're not going to have a bracha. Right?
Mm-hmm. If you just taste something and spit it out, you're not going to have a bracha.
So that would imply that there's no hana at all?
So that would imply. See, why does the Gemara have to say what hanah is there that the neshama gets a pleasure from and the guf doesn't? Who cares if the guf shares some of the pleasure, right? It seems to be saying like this, that if it were like taste that really is a pleasure that the guf should be enjoying also. It's a pleasure that really is associated with the guf as well. Right, so then you only make the bracha in its fullest form. Right, then you only make the bracha in the fullest form.
What do you mean?
When you actually eat it, just the te'ima, you wouldn't.
Well, is there an equivalent by smell?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Smell is not considered like a half pleasure. You know what I'm saying? It's not a half pleasure. If you taste something and spit it out, that's like you had a unfulfilled pleasure. You know what I'm saying? That's why Ram says, "O mita emes ain't it tzricha bracha." In the beginning, te'ima requires no bracha. Why? It's not the full hanah. Not the full hanah. But smell is considered the full hanah. Now, there is such a phenomenon as a hanah. Just completely in this realm of neshama, you don't consider it like a half pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
But we are saying then that the taste, if it weren't for the fact that it were lacking, that it's a half piece, half of something else, that it is really like a pleasure of the neshama, not of the guf.
It would seem so. It would seem so. But it's always, since it's associated with the guf, with the process of the guf, it's not considered its own entity. So you can't be mevarich on it. But the recha is considered a separate thing. Anyway, So that's apparently what this Gemara knows. Really comes under the original halacha called Nanim Ilam Zebul Bracha is Moal. The only thing is, you need this pasuk to show you that it's considered the full pleasure of the neshama. It's not considered like a half pleasure. You don't say that it's considered like automatically it's considered a half pleasure because the guf is not involved. No, this is the type of pleasure that's only in the neshama, as opposed to taste, which is really a half pleasure, right? Okay. But now there are some funny halachas though that there are some funny halachas with the reach though. But let's take the first one. Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rava Bar Yirmiyah. I'm just going to try to pick around a little. All right. I think you covered all the cases. Maybe there's one that wasn't here. Go ahead. Who wants to read this? Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rava Bar Yirmiyah.
Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rabbi Rava Bar Yirmiyah. Name is I'm Mivarachin Al Hareach.
It's a funny Gemara. Al HaReach, what does it mean, Al HaReach?
Shel Mugmar.
That's what we were talking about, right? We were talking about Mugmar. So what is Mugmar? What is Mugmar?
So Rashi says, he says it is Shahai Rugilin Lahavi Lifnehem Achar Achila Avkas Ruchlin Al HaEsh B'machtos Ureach Tov.
It's on the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a
incense.
Torch, or a bundle of incense. And they put it on fire, in the shovel, right? It's like an incense. So you have some coals, and you put this stuff on the coals. So his question was on that case. When do you make the bracha on that case? All right. So he said when the smoke comes up, right? Kitor ha'oshan shemetamer va'ola. So the timras oshan, right? It's from the Haggadah. So it's the column of smoke. It's a funny word, timras oshan, right? It comes from the word tamar, like a date tree. Like a pillar of smoke.
It comes from date.
I think so. Go ahead.
Right. Amrle Rabbi Zera la Rava Bar Yirmiyah, v'halo ka'arach.
Strange. So Rabbi Zera says.
You haven't smelled anything yet.
Rashi. How does it work?
Right. First, Rabbi Zera quoted Rava Bar Yirmiyah's halacha, and now he's questioning it. Right.
Right. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he was there.
Right.
Who's questioning who?
Rabbi Zera, who quoted Rava Bar Yirmiyah.
He's not turning around to him and asking him about the halacha.
Right.
I see.
And then he says to him about his own halacha. About his halacha, right? So he says, how do you make the bracha? You didn't smell it. You didn't smell it yet.
Right. Lo hariach bo adayin, lo nehene.
So, what kind of question is that?
Yeah.
Asher l'adam lehanas b'alam de l'bracha. That's the most basic rule.
Like string, that's not like a brick of linen almost.
Yeah, that's why when I first thought this was going, I said, okay, maybe it's not Isser. Maybe no, yeah. Maybe there's no halacha of Asher Lehanas Minimum Zebul Bracha. Maybe it's just a separate question of Chol Neshama Tal Kohen, you have to give Shevach. But the Ram clearly excludes that. So what is his question? Okay, go ahead.
Alright, so Amalei, so Rabbi Rava Bar Yirmiyah said back to him, L'tameich, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, the Mavarech, Halo Achal.
He said,
same thing by Hamotzi.
Right, what about Hamotzi? He didn't eat it yet.
Yeah. Ela Daite L'meichal, Hachanami Daite L'aruchi.
So, but it is funny. He's saying it's somewhat of a question on the hamotzi too, right?
Hmm.
How do you make the hamotzi if you weren't nene? Right, like the chinuch had, right? That you always, that's really hanos haguf. Hanos haguf, you really make the bracha after you get the hanos. But he's saying like the benching. But he's saying no, we have no problem as long as you have das, as long as you're mechavin for it, daite lemecha, you can make the bracha already. So too here, you have dasa, you're going to smell it. What's the difference?
We still need to wait till the smoke column comes up.
You still need to wait for the smoke column to come up. So that they want to say is because otherwise it's too early. Otherwise the bracha is too early.
It's like before you have the bread in front of you.
Right. But what's the havmina to say
that you need to smell it first?
Right. Smell it first. You need to smell it first. And mistara, this would be by all rare.
Not just through smoke.
But he's not questioning the halacha by achila. He's only questioning over here.
Right. Rabbi Zeira knew that you make hamotzi before you eat the bread. But for some reason he thought the reach would be different. Yeah. Difficult. Yeah.
Maybe like a distinction between like Oakland and Bessamim is that like Bessamim have like they have like a continued existence outside of Adam being nana from it. In other words, the object exists.
You don't consume the
right. You don't consume it. So in other words, the person comes and he's able to glean a certain hana from it. But it's as an object, it doesn't exist like that its essential existence is as an entity of hana, like for Adam. So maybe
like you have all the hanos in Yom Kippur, they're us, right? You don't make a bracha on rechitza and sicha. Right. Came back to the original. I thought Mr. Brewer mentions this. He mentions the question by Reach. Yeah, so go ahead.
So maybe he was arguing that in other words by things that their essential existence is that its whole existence is as Hamna for Adam. By Ochlim it's enough that your kavana to be a nana is mitzvah if you do the thing, and now you can there could be a chiv of bracha, but by when you have just an entity of besamim, so there's no, since the thing has an existence outside of your hana, because it will continue to exist even once you're a nana from it. It's just that you're sort of gleaning a hana from it. The only way that you're ever related to it is, in other words, you have to have like some sort of foothold in the entity in order to be mevarech on it. So here, the only way is once you're a nana, you're trapped because it doesn't have to first exist.
So it's a tziruf, you're saying. So he's saying his problem was the tziruf of the bracha to the thing.
Right.
So if you're going to eat it, then what?
I thought you were saying that there's a sort of innate tziruf, that the thing, meaning the fact that the nature of this thing is
to be
consumed and used for the purposes, then there's that innate tziruf. But if there is nothing there, then you have to establish something. Because since you think the smoke exists as a thing foreign from you, there's no thing that says this is
it exists
something
as
I smell.
A foreign thing to you?
Yeah, it's just there, and you are trying to take something from it.
By food, you're being nana from it, like that is its that is the end of its existence. But here, it has its own continued existence aside from your being a nana. You just come and you take it, take on that.
Well, I mean, we can be very technical if you want. I mean, right?
Only so many particles.
Yeah, conservation of matter and all that stuff. I mean, I don't think when the smell is diffused, one part in 10 billion, it's, what kind of existence is that?
What's that? What's the question?
I mean, the smell that you breathe in and breathe out, does that still smell good? Secondhand smell. Is that good?
No, I mean, but the entity of the, where it's coming from, the source of it, that still exists, right?
Like yeah, but that would be the same
cloves,
way if you just took a piece of bread.
If you take cloves, what do you mean? No, you eat the bread, it's gone.
Cloves, it's true. I mean, I know people who have the same cloves for 10 years already.
Yeah. What if you burn the thing?
Just give it a shake every now and then. All right. Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand that what? That you're saying that since the food is going to wind up in your stomach, that's like a tzir, is that what you're saying? I mean, let's get down to basic.
I don't know.
Forget all the gleaning and all the stuff. And what was his answer? What was his answer?
Intent.
I mean, his answer is it's exactly like bread. Right? How mean was it different than bread? It's not an easy question. Anybody else? Yet? Did he ask good questions at the Seder? Alright. Alright, I don't know. Nobody wants to say, nobody has an answer. Can't delegate. Can't delegate ideas. All right. I don't know. Maybe let's try something. We'll try to come back to it. But maybe saying like this that what's the problem with reach? What's the problem with reach as opposed to ochlim? According to Rabbi Zera.
How does it exist outside the actual concept?
Maybe it's an issue of control too. I mean, you can hold an apple and control it and control your intake of it.
Okay.
And you make a bracha and then you can put it to your mouth and there's not a lot of, you know, yes, somebody could come and swipe it from you, but there's a higher level of control, whereas the reach is something that's just in the air.
Okay.
And, fusion. You don't really have.
That's what I was asking also, right? Is it?
I
think I mentioned, right? Is it only by the Ashan? It's a good question.
A different bottle.
Is it only by the Ashan? I mean, right? That would be a problem.
Rashi seems to say that, right?
That
because Gemara itself, it's
that's the Gemara,
clear,
right? I mean, that's Rebbe Zera's. That's Rava Bar Yirmiyah's Memra, is on the Mugma. Mm-hmm. But that you can say is the reason why he's saying that is to tell you that you can't make it too soon.
You need the smoke.
Yes. You still need the entity of the smoke before you can make the bracha on the mugma. Right. But when Rabbi Zera is asking...
Right. I mean, the subject of their discussion doesn't really seem to be on when the earliest point is that you can make it.
Yeah, Max, you had another approach? The thing is outside of the...
I didn't really have the main distinction between Oakland and Reach. Is that in an ochel, the chetza and the hana exist in the same... The hana exists in the chetza itself. But by reach, the problem is that there's the chetza, and then it produces a hana, which isn't really a tangible thing. It's just, you know, it's reach.
We're
going to shama.
Reach olav nilsi. That's a machlokas.
How do you make a broth on that?
I thought that was the main thing, yeah.
But halachically, in terms of brachos, what's the difference? What's the difference in halacha in hilchos brachos?
Maybe say that you don't actually have a thing to make a bracha on because I don't know.
Maybe he was bothered with the question of. See, Rashi is funny. Rashi says, he says v'halo ko orach, and Rashi says, what does it mean? He wasn't nene. Right, lo nene.
The bracha of reach is actually on the hana itself, whereas when mishabeach for an apple, you mishabeach the object, and then you are nene.
Well, the bracha does go on the thing. You say atzei b'samim, isfei b'samim.
Yeah, and either way, you still don't wait for another to happen with the apple.
Right, for some reason by the Reach, he thought you have to wait to get the Hanah.
Is it like the, perhaps that you wouldn't get it? Is it like, it doesn't seem like there's a
That's like he was saying. You might not get it. But,
you might not eat the apple either.
See, it seems maybe Rabbi Zera was bothered that by food, he held, the bracha could be on the maisa. In other words, is there really a maisa of hanoas reach?
Therefore, you have is the hanoah.
You think so?
Yeah.
not in the way we were setting it up with the.
Is that maisa breathing?
Shama. No, because that we're saying that the hana didn't come from it. We were saying that was just
right. You need like an activity. You need an event. You need an event. He was saying to make the bracha on. It's true. The idea is nenin, but you need by the foods he understands saying because I'm gonna make the bracha on the maisa of the hanoa. Achila is a separate maisa. You don't do achila for things other than foods. It's a specific limited, predefined type of activity.
Where Israel you have is the state.
Whereas Recha, you're breathing constantly. Sometimes nice things waft past your nose, and sometimes foul things, and sometimes nothing. But it's just a state. It's like you're just a nin. That's what Rashi says. He's not meriah lo orach. Rashi says he means he wasn't nene yet. You can't relate the bracha to. There's no maisa to relate the bracha to. Say what? I'm going to do this. That's my maisa hanor. I'm doing that all the time. So what am I going to make the bracha on? So therefore, he held it has to be on the Hanoah itself. But the Hanoah itself, he holds.
We also swallow. You also swallow all the time. And this time, I don't know what you mean.
Why should that make it?
When you make incense and you're trying to smell something. I mean, I can understand if you're walking by and you happen to smell Reach, that's a different thing. It's not. There's no mice there. But
that's right. In other words, let's just think about it a little more. One second. That he's saying that by the food, so you can say the maisa, I'll make the bracha on the maisa, and that's like everything. You always have a bracha before the maisa. That's a common thing. All birkas and mitzvahs, is over las yosam. So there's no problem making a bracha before the maisa. But he held, if there's no specific maisa, then the bracha has to be a reaction to a thing. Can't have a bracha before the reaction. In other words, right?
Yeah.
If the maisa is a machayev, so you could say, I'm machaven for the maisa, and that's enough. That's how he understood ochlim. But smell, he thought, is not possible to do that. So then it's just going to be like a reaction. It has to be formulated differently.
You can't do birkas mazon before you eat.
Right.
So what's the maisa in achila? Just when you're about to bite into the apple, you're relating to that maisa?
There is a maisa achila. There are mitzvahs that are achila. Maisa achila is a previous, is a defined, halacha has already defined the maisa achila. But there's no halacha that I'm aware of. There's a mitzvah to smell something, right? Right. It's not like a. It's very not sure. A distinct.
Right. There are
isurim. There are isurim, but there are isurim to be nanan anyway. It's not a mitzvah to smell it. It's not. It's not a.
You don't have to be chazer after. No, if you're not a b'sam, you don't have to get it.
I mean,
you don't have
why shouldn't this be recognized as a halakhic action?
The truth
is, I mean, like, you use.
One second, so what's his answer? What's his answer? Hold on, so what's his answer? So what's his answer? So what's his answer? It could be his answer is like this. That even by Achila it's not really on the Maisa. It's a matir to be a nene. Right? Now, as if it's like a mitzvah, so then you need a maisa. But it's really an iser. It's also le'adam le'hanas melom zebul bracha. And the only thing is, he's saying, so you need when you're, so when do you make, so when you, even by achila, the mitzvah, the bracha, is only before the maisa achila, because that's when you're going to be a nene. And he's saying, you're mistaken if you think that the way Birkas Hanenah formulated by Achila is based on the Maisa. And that's what led you to this mistake. Because you thought, since it's based on the Maisa by all other Achilos, and there's no specific Maisa of Reach, therefore it has to be formulated differently. But that was wrong. Even by Achila it's not based on the Maisa. So you can't learn from Achila that there's a problem over here. Even by achila, it's really to be a nene, and it's not on the maisa achila. It's that you're mechaven to be a nene. Once you're mechaven for the hanoah, then you can make the bracha.
So too here.
It doesn't matter if it's a mice or not. Yeah.
But what was the force behind the original argument that he would assume that it would require a mice?
Because he was looking at bracha on achila like a regular bracha on a mice.
But now we're setting it up that it's
that
rather
on nenin is a different thing. He was looking for a tziruf between the bracha and the food, and he thought the normal tziruf is mice. Between the bracha and the right, so he's saying no. This whole thing, this whole area is formulated on hanah.
Yeah, based on the area.
And the only thing is that, and therefore it goes by kavana, doesn't go by maisa. His first guess is that it's normal. It's like it's formulated like everything else. This requires a new formulation. But anyway, so we have two problems. We still have a problem though. First of all, we have Nissan's disbelief in the absence of a maisa of reach. That's something to contend with. And secondly, the final formulation is a little bit. imprecise, maybe. But let's get into the area a little bit more. Maybe we'll try to come back and take a second pass at it. But anyway, what about Nissan's question though? I'm just curious. What do you think about that? Is there a Maisa of Reach? Is there a Maisa of Reach, or is it just your nana? So Isurim is not a problem, because there's no Isur to do a Maisa. Isur is to be a nana. So yeah, if I'm in the state of being a nana, I have to remove myself. I mean, what about, didn't we do something in Yuma about this, similar? Like sitting in the sun, right? Sitting in the sun. Oh, but the other Gemara says that's a Maisa. What is it going to come? Got to remember.
You have to leave.
Right, the Gemara says you don't have to do a Maisa to put yourself into a state of Yuma. Right? So he says, oh, so if you're there, maybe you can't leave, right? She says, no, it's where the Inoy comes. How does that work?
Remember the word intrinsic being part of it.
But anyway, right.
Right.
You're joking.
I wasn't joking.
No, he's right. But anyway. would you say like the pleasure of sitting in the sun has a maisa associated with it?
It's dangerous.
Isn't that the whole thing? It's mehein ol
mabah.
What
does that have to do
with it? No, I thought that was the kind
of no maisa.
There's no maisa. You just sit there and you get the hana just like without doing anything.
So the question is, when you have a, but there is a thing you do to smell, you do breathe in and breathe out, but the question is, when that breathing in and breathing out is no different than any other breathing in and breathing out, right, do you negate it? You know what I'm saying? You negate it, you zero it out.
What if you take a deep, like a breath, like,
right.
What, do you, what about like?
I don't know if it's totally relevant, but isn't there like a machlokus whether or not if you're going by a place of avodah zarah and they're lighting their incense, like if it's if you didn't try and do it.
That's the whole question. That's the separate question of davishin and miskavin. Davishin and miskavin. In terms of iser, like that's in terms of iser, right?
Right, in terms of iser, but because it's not.
So what about?
But that's the that's the question of if you miskav, you can't be miskavin for the anah, right? What?
What about like maybe this is a different area, but like Tchum Shabbos, the Isser, I mean, walking is walking, yeah, right? There's no difference between walking inside and outside. So that's not a. But I guess that may not be an Isser Maisa. I'm just
that's
just,
not
just
Isser Maisa. No, if someone picks you up and throws you outside the Tchum, you still can't move. I mean, it's just that you can't. If you're outside, you ha- there is a Tchum, and that's it.
Okay.
If you're outside the Tchum, you can't move out of the house. Yeah. Something to think about. Something to think about. I let, let's see. let's just take the one more case after this. Go ahead.
Okay.
Omar Rabbi Chia Bered Abba.
Bered Abba.
Bar Nachmani.
Amar Rav Chisa. Amar Rav. Va'amar Ila. Amar Rav Chisa. Amar Ziri. Kolam Mugmaras Mavarkin Alayim Bray Atay Basami Mechusmi Moshek Mosek or Musk Shemin. Oh, sorry, Musk Shemin Chayahu Shemavarkin Alav Bray Minim Basami.
Okay, fine. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Rashi says Afal Pi Shen Nisraf Ve'Eno Be'En Elo Sheha Timur Ola. So that's the Chiddush over here. That even though you take the eights. Right? You put it on the coals, and now the eitz is consumed by the fire, and you just get this the smell, and the eitz is not be'en anymore. You still say bori atzei b'som. You still say bori atzei. Now this happens to be a machloka, a rishonim. Some rishonim hold there has to still be some of the eitz remaining. But Rashi seems to hold, even though the whole eitz is gone, right? Even though the whole eitz is gone. Yeah. Let's just keep that in mind. But what I really would like to understand is these cases in the Rambam, in Halacha Zayin Ches. So it seems very strange to me. It's very difficult to me. How we mechalek between the hano of Reach and other hanos. So for instance, we say the Rambam says. Based on Gemara's, but Ram says Shlosha Mine Reach. Ram puts it all together nicely. Yeah. Shlosha Mine Reach Tov. Okay, three types of good smells. Ein Mevarchin Alein. You don't make a bracha on the Elu Hein. Reach Tov She'Osel LaReach Bo. Now that itself is strange. I mean, is that just the regular halacha that the Ram has?
Buy
food. You can make a bracha on minayit. Right? Does the Ram have that?
Yeah, you know, mavarach on minayit. That's all
that's
food
like,
tests.
Like, rebellious. It's like,
what is it? All food tests. Kol ochel davar aser.
Kol ochel davar aser. Bein bezaldim bein shkaga. Ein o mavarach alav. Lo batchilav lo besof. So shkaga, I guess, is besof. Right. Case of Reish Ochol Tevel Shel Devrei Moshe Ochol Maisa Rishon Shelo Nodlu Trumosa O Maisa Sheni Vehekdash Shelo Nifkiu Kilchsa Eina Mavarch Vein Tzarech Lomar Emochol Nevel Shetrefos Shosu Yai Nesach Yozibo. Yeah. And, but the Ravid argues, right? The Ravid says, why not? He says it's true, he's over that. Right? Right. Aval bracha tchila v'sof, lama lo yivarchu, ho v'nenu. So he was a nana. So the Rambam, you could say, is the same as this halacha. Right? That's just a case where it's like an iser. Iser to be nana, or iser to eat. And you don't make the bracha, you don't make the birkas on then when the maisa is aser.
It's weird the way he formulates it. It's like three
but
types
this is halacha in the Gemara. So the Ravid has to agree with this case too. Mm-hmm. The Ravid doesn't argue with the Reach. So it would seem it has to be a different thing. Right? Because the Ravid who says if the food is aser, you make a birkas on then, and he agrees on Reach you don't make a bracha if the Reach is aser. Right? And Levi's right. I mean, the way the Rambam is expressing it, It's like a type of rare.
It's just a general halacha.
Right. Now it's because it's usher, it's like it's removed from the hilchos brachos on reach. Now these foods is different. Right?
The same food.
Like menai, it's like since it's usher, it's like saying you can't say thank you for something that's usher. But the experience would be mechayev in hanok. Here it's like this type of experience is not even mechayev in hanok. Aside from the right, that's one, and then the second one is what? Reach tov she'osli lahavi reach ra. So these are all in the Gemara Nun Gimel. Right, you take a quick look at that when you get a chance. That's like if like spices in the bathroom, it's things that you put in the bathroom to remove the reach ra.
Potpourri.
So. The summum shall base akise, right? That's what the Gemara says. Shemolich adam istinus lebeis akise, lahavir mimenu reach ra, shall base akise ein varchan lav. But why not? It's a good smell. I mean, it still is a good smell, right?
Is that true? Even if it's not actively being used that way, it's just that.
It doesn't have to do with how it's marketed. It seems to be.
I mean, insofar as where you first walk into the bathroom, it's you smell it, but it's not being used.
No, it's put there for that reason.
That's
it.
That's it.
Or like the Gemara says, they put spices by the mace, because the mace smells. And what's the third case?
He has all of these in chas.
Reach tov. That he goes into the details. Reach tov, the examples. Reach tov shelo nase le'riach ba'atzmo shel reach zeh. That's confusing.
Yeah. Without the example.
It's a good smell that is not made to smell the smell itself, right? Ketzad. B'somim shel akum, b'somim shel ervo, min ha'rayos, in v'chon len. L'fish osa le'riach ben. Okay, that's the end of women's perfume. V'samim shall mesim, v'samim shall beis hakisei, right? V'shemen asir lavir sazuma in vachon alein, v'shem asir lavir reach ra. So those are the first two. Mugmar shem megamrin bo as hakelim. So they used to fumigate the kelim with perfume, with incense. V'yesa begodim. And the clothing. Ein levarchan alein. Lefisha lo nasa la riach ba'atzma shal mugma. So that means while they're fumigating the kalim, right, they would like smoke the kalim and the clothing in a smoke of incense. So if you walk by, that's what the Gemara says. You walk by, says, that's what the Gemara says. Says, Hoya mahali chutz lekrach. If you're going outside the city, they riach reach. No, it's wrong. Okay. What is this tomorrow? Anyway. Here's what I guess. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amahalech be'arvei shabosos b'tiberia, uvmotzi shabosos b'tzipuri, ve'riach reach, einam v'ach, meshach ez koson, eina osi el legamer bo'as hakelam. If you're walking around these towns, they were big into the spicing. One used to do it before Shabbos, one would do it after Shabbos. If you go around in these towns and you smell in the air a good smell, don't make a bracha because it's not done for that. It's done for the kalim. So even though you're just a passerby, right? You're not the one who made the fire, and you are enjoying the smell. But since he made it for the kalim, you don't make a bracha on it.
Even if you were to go there specifically for the smell.
That's right. V'chein ha'meriach b'begodim shehein mugmorin. And then the Rambam adds this on his own. So too, he says, if you smell the kalim itself that were infused with the spice, eino mevorech, lefi she'ein shom ikar bosem, ela reach below ikar. Because there's no ikar bosem. It's just the smell without the ikar. So where did the Ram get this? The halacha?
Isn't it anyways covered by the previous halacha?
No, the previous halacha is while they're doing the incense, that smoke, the actual smoke, which apparently wouldn't be a problem of reich without nicker, right, is not being produced for you to enjoy the smell. So
well,
it's
the
similar.
Thing it is from the clothes. It is produced to enjoy the smell
right.
coming out of the clothes.
That's right. The other, but the clothing is really to give off a good
it's
smell
a
on the clothing.
Problem,
the
right.
only, there's a different problem. There's no source. It's a smell without a source. Okay, so that's the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Torah, disagrees with the Ram on that. He says, why not? Who cares if it has a source or not? You're smelling it and you're enjoying it, right? But I have a bigger problem. All these cases, you're smelling it and enjoying it. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Who cares that you are making an incense fire to fragrance your
why is
that
relevant to my Hana?
It's like dust somehow now besides.
Yeah, it's like a strange thing. No, is it, and to strengthen the question, if we look, for instance, by let's say try to find a corollary to Achila, what would you say? What would be a good example that's similar to this in Achila?
Some examples when you need something like for Tafel to cut out another taste or something, yeah. Maybe.
But they say it has to be that there's really no tom in it.
Having
refuah. That's the case that I was thinking of. Let's say you're eating something completely for refuah. But we say it doesn't matter. Kevin Shenana says you chayav make a bracha. We don't care that you're doing it for refuah. Since you are a nana, you chayav make a bracha. Right? See, the tafel is different because you immediately made a bracha before. It's a different inyan if you're involved in. And also the Rashi said it has to be that the thing itself doesn't really have a taste. It's just removing the other taste. But who cares you put the spices in the bathroom for the basic kisei? Who cares you're doing it? But you're a nana. Who cares you're making this thing for the kalim? You are a nana. Why isn't it like before? Kalim is nana. Let's try to think about this a little bit. How do you get this exception to? Why are there these exceptions to reach? If it's just being a nana, especially the tour doesn't understand why the Rambam has this requirement of yesh bo ikar. He says lama ain mevarchan alav. He says it's asui la'ariach. I think in the Torah itself he says that he's a nana from it. Did he say that here? Varei nana, he says. He says, varei nana, varei levarchalov. The Torah is funny. He gives a possible reason why the Rambam is saying this. Maybe the Rambam is comparing it to halacha by tefillah. That if it's a reich, it has no ikar. But, because there's a case like that by tefillah. You have to be merachik from a reich, it has no ikar. But he says it doesn't apply at all. And bottom line, he says, you're a nana. Since you're a nana, you should be. So I'm a nana when the guy is smoking up his kalim. I'm a nana. I can't say I'm not a nana. Right? So you must say also with the Rambam that by the case of the Mugmar, that's not called Ein Lo Ikar, Ein Sham Ikar. And he doesn't have any requirements of it. It doesn't say as long as, I guess he holds the ashes themselves, or the coals itself is considered an Ikar. That apparently is a separate Machlokes. All right, let's think about this.